A PhD student in those fields, and the research is trying to evaluate the method for recovering reflectors. This research is quite relevant to Dr. Phil Green's talks in the morning. So, firstly, I will introduce the end of the project and the data collection to fulfill the end. And then I will talk about the calorimetry values, and I will discuss the reflector generation algorithms. And I also present the performance of these algorithms. In the end, I'll make a conclusion. So firstly, in order to measure the color by camera, and for each samples, we can use the digital camera to get the RGB value. And once we get the RGB value, we can use the calibration model to get the XYZ values. However, the XYZ values is depend on the luminance. So maybe and in this case, we can only get the V65 XYZ value. However, if we use the reflector generation algorithm, we can get the reflectors from the XYZ values. So that means we can reconstruct any XYZ values under any unit we want by using the reflector function. So here, the reflector generation algorithm, the first one is, unlike the calorimetric values, the reflector functions are illuminant independent. So how to recover the reflector functions from calorimetric values is very important. And so here I will find the best computing method for reflector generation. So in order to fulfill the end of the project, I collect two data sets. The first one is a Monsell book of color. There are approximately 1500 Gaussian paint samples. And the second database is the professional color communicators. There are approximately 1000 textile samples. So I try to introduce the calorimetry values. For the XYZ values, this depends on three components. The first one is the light source, the spatial power distribution of the light source. And the second one is the reflectance of the samples. And the third one is the color matching function of our human vision. So once I get these three components, I can multiply them and summation them. I can calculate the XYZ value. So I rewrite this format into a matrix form. It's equal to C, it's like C equal to MR. Here M is the spatial power distribution multiplied by the color matching function. And the C is the XYZ values. And this R is the reflectance. So if we want to recover the reflectance from calorimetric values, so here the M is known and C is also known. So here, as I mentioned before, the most advantage of the reflector generation algorithm is that it is spatial match. And in my research, I will involve four approaches. The first one is the smoothness operation. The second one is the basis function. And the third one is combine the basis function together with the smoothness constraint. And the fourth one is use the traditional Wiener estimation method. And based on this approach, I also involve two adaptive methods. The first one is to use the localized data set, and the second one is to use the weighting matrix. Based on the equation as mentioned before, the matrix form is C equal to MR. For the first reflector generation algorithm, it's smoothing operation. Here, it involves an operation matrix, it's called G here. So I try to minimize the matrix G multiplied R here. So here's an example. There are two curves here. Both of these two curves, the black curve and the red curve, both of them can satisfy the matrix form C equal to MR. However, the red curve is much more smoother than is smoother than the black curve. So when you use the smoothness operation, the red curve will be generated. And the second method is use the basis function. So firstly, we need a training data set to get the basis function. So, and once we get the matrix basis function, we also involve the weighted coefficient, and we can reconstruct the reflectance. So we can write down the equation like this. And for a third method, involve the basis function together with the smooth constraint. So we use the G operations into the basis function, and we can combine them together. And the fourth approach is to use the winner estimation method. Here we try to recover the reflectance from the column's value, so we need to get the W matrix. Here I use the winner estimation method. The KR is equal to is the covariance matrix of the reflectance from the training data set. And the KN is the covariance matrix of noise. And in my research, I suppose the noise is equal to zero. So once I use the winner estimation to get the W matrix, I can estimate the reflectance from the current value C here. So after discussing the introduce the four approaches, I also involve two another adaptive approach. The first one is the localization data set. This one, I define the testing sample as the candidate here. And I find 20 neighboring samples, and according to the smallest car difference from the candidate as a training set. And so here I select 20 samples here. And the second one is involve the weighting matrix. The weighting matrix is a diagonal matrix, and the diagonal element is equal to the inverse of the car difference between the candidate and the training set. So fourth approach here, and they involve several key factors. For smoothness, they do not need any training sample. And for a basis function, and a basis function with smooth constraint, both of the performance is dependent on the number of basis functions used, and also the training samples. For the winner estimation, it depends on the training samples. So based on the training sample, we have several choices. The first one is use the full or localization data set. The second choice is it whether the training set is include or exclude the candidate itself. And the third option is to involve the weighting matrix or not. So this is my evaluation procedure. For each sample, I use the CE7000 to measure the reflectance. And here I got a measured reflectance. I calculated the SYE values under D65. And from the SYE values, I used the reflectance generation algorithm to predict the reflectance. And these two reflectance, I can calculate the car difference under D65, Illumin A and F11. So in this procedure, I can find the best computing method for reflectance generation. Here is the performance of the smoothness operation. You can see that the performance for predicting the PCC and Mansell under D65 all planes equal to zero. This means the reconstructed reflectance within all planes within the boundary between 0 and 1. This is an example. The black curve is a measured reflectance, and the red curve is a predicted reflectance. And this is a flat reflectance, so you can see that the smooth operation can predict good for the flat reflectance. However, for the reflectance with sharp curve, this right figure is also an example. The black curve is a measured reflectance. The red curve is the generated reflectance. So when we use the smooth operation to generate the reflectance, it will increase error to sharp curve. And here I regard to a basis function, we need to investigate the effect of number of basis functions used. So the left figure is a median car difference, and the right figure is a maximum car difference. And then the horizontal line is the number of basis functions used. And the vertical line is the car difference. So you can see here, for the maximum car, there are some large errors induced. That's because of, you can see there is an example. And also the black curve is measured, and the red curve is generated. And there are some points is below to zero. So the generated reflectance curve is out of the boundary. So when we evaluate the reflectance, we will clip the curve is out of boundary equal to zero. So here we can see We can see from the Bose diagram, the three base functions have the smallest median and maximum color difference. And when 10 to 15 basic functions used, and the performance will become stable. And regarding to the third method, the basic function together with the smoothness constraint, we also investigated it. And from the left figure, you can see that the minimum median color difference occurred when 3 to 5 basic functions were used. However, for the fourth basic function used, they will induce a lot extreme color difference here. So in this method, I recommend we can use 5 basic functions. regarding to the Wiener methods, I define 5 methods here. The first one is used the Wiener method, and the training data set use the full set. And the second method is use the 20 localized data set. And the third method is localized data set. However, it excludes the candidate. And the fourth method is involve a weighted matrix. And the fifth method is full set together with a weighted matrix. The diagram here shows the performance. We compare the method 2 and the method 3. You can see that the including or excluding the candidate, it didn't provide any, there is no significant difference. And compare the method 3 and the method 4, you can see that localized data set will produce extreme color difference. But when we use in the weighted matrix, the extreme color difference can be reduced. And now I already introduced several methods and with several combinations. So I recommend 4 methods here, and I also evaluate them. The first one is use the smoothing operation because it did not need any training samples. And the second one is use the 3 base function together with the 4 set. The third one is use the 5 base function together with the smoothing operation and the localization data set also together with weighted matrix. And the fourth method is use the Wiener estimation method and the localization set and the weighted matrix. And this diagram you can show it is a median performance from method 1 to method 4. And both of method 1 and method 3, because they both of them involve the smooth operation, so they will provide zero color difference under DCT 5. But when we consider about the overall performance, the Wiener method provides the best performance. It has approximately 0.3 color difference. So here is my conclusion. Various reference generation methods have been evaluated by true performance based on color matrix values. And then when we use the weighted matrix, the maximum color difference can be reduced. And in comparison with the training set between including and excluding the candidate itself, there was no significance between them. And when we use the Wiener estimation method together with localized data set, also the weighted matrix is the most recommended. So here, all of the present work is all of them based on the SYD values. So my future work is like, I will working on generate the reference directly from RGB values. So in this way, I also need to recover the spatial sensitivity function. So this is my presentation. Thanks.
Instead of using a convex set approach to exposure to reflectance?
Yeah.
Do you get any results from that?
I saw into reflectance. All the performance is better from I saw into reflectance.
Right, so you described the some method you use. Yeah. Have you looked at using a convex set approach?
Combination set.
Convex set. So you define the complete set of reflective space that obviously many possible reflectances which match the x, y, z.
No, I use the same set to do that.
Any other questions?
Thanks.